This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Millions of people track their activities through wearable devices like the Apple Watch or Fitbit. Now a team at Tarleton State University in Stephenville is starting to monitor cattle using the same technology. Barbara Jones is a Tarleton State professor. She's spearheading the project and joins me to talk about their efforts. Barbara Jones, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Fitbit for cows. That has a nice ring to it, but in all seriousness, why do this? How does knowing how many steps a cow takes a day going to help take care of cows?
Really great question. So there's a few different purposes that we can use these Fitbits for cows. So if we can better track their behavior, their production, what's going on physiologically with them, then we can better manage them for on the farms and kind of help producers manage their farm.
Well, how does that work? How many cows are involved? And how often are you monitoring the cows?
At our dairy farm, the Southwest Regional Dairy Center, we actually use two Fitbits to manage our cows. So one that ties into our milk parlor, so we can see, we can measure how much milk the cows are producing daily. And then the second Fitbit tracks their activity, how many times per day they chew their cud, and how many minutes per day they are eating. And so we can use those for reproductive purposes and for health purposes.
How might putting Fitbits on cows help your average farmer?
Yeah, so if they could more easily manage the cow, then it would help them manage their farm better. So it would help them make decisions. So if we, a simple thing to think about is with reproduction, we have to wait until a cow comes into heat. That means she's susceptible to be bred. And so in the past, like if I think about my grandfather, he would watch the cows to see when they were coming into heat. And so, and that takes like an hour a day. And so now a technology could do that for him and could, or him or her, and could free up an hour a day that they could spend on more tasks like business management or marketing their milk that could help run their business a little bit better.
What other kinds of things are you able to detect with these Fitbits?
There's a lot of commercially available technology. So we just have two that we use for management purposes. And then I have another technology that I use, or Fitbit that I use for research purposes. But there are cameras that are able to detect the thinness and fatness of the cows. They're able to detect how many minutes per day they're drinking, lying time, how long they're standing, getting up and down, when they're also able to detect the milk yield, milk fat, milk protein, somatic cell count, which is a measure of milk quality. I'm not saying all of the different technologies, but there's a lot of different variables that we can measure.
What has the response been so far from your colleagues and people in the dairy industry?
It's been from researchers. Just for research purposes, these tools are a really convenient way to measure behavior where we used to have to do it visually and video. So research purposes, this is kind of awesome. And producers also really think it's awesome too, but they are so economically minded and great business people that they want to make sure that it's the best return on their investment before they adopt. So everyone's really excited about technologies. I think that it's just been slow to adopt just because of return on investment.
I can imagine you could use a Fitbit on other livestock. Yes. Are there any plans to test this on other animals?
Yeah, so this actually originated in poultry and in swine. So both of those are intensively managed like dairy cattle and then moved into dairy cattle. So there are a lot of other types of agriculture that are using this. Just kind of in the last 10 years, it's really exploded within the dairy industry.
Barbara Jones is a professor with Tarleton State University. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.